சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. குட் மார்னிங், மேரி கிறிஸ்மஸ், ஹாப்பி நியூ வேர்ல்ட், ஹாப்பி நியூ இயர், பட் ஹாப்பி நியூ வேர்ல்ட். The seed of the human world tree relates the story of the evergreen tree, the tree, Christmas tree, eternal tree, or the human world tree, as he is the living seed, has all history and geography of all souls, and also history and geography of this human world, physical world, corporeal world. Today is the special day of a wonderful story of the relationship between Christ and Krishna. It's such a wonderful account of giving and taking. But today we speak about, celebrate, greet each other, share happiness with each other of Christmas. Holy night, silent night, beautiful light and bright light. It's the story of lights, the tree of lights, eternal tree is of the light, is tree in the soul world, where the supreme light, ever bright shining star, stays with his beautiful sparkling lights of love, peace, purity, happiness and bliss. That is the truth of the light. And these lights come on this whole planet to play their part. It is the story of Jesus and Christ, two wonderful souls playing the role on this planet. Baba said, and it is also remembered in Christianity as well, the Father, the Son and Holy Ghost. You call Father Christmas, you don't call Father Jesus. Have you ever heard Father Jesus, Godfather, or Father Christmas? The Father of Christianity was Jesus or Christmas or Christ, who established Christianity. It's a wonderful relationship between these two souls, just like it is the wonderful relationship of the one who establishes the Brahmin religion or the deity religion, the supreme soul, and Adam or Adi Dev or Brahma. Incorporeal incarnates does not have his own body. And so, in the body of Jesus, this beautiful light, which can be light of the body as well, because does not have its own body, Christ adopts body of Jesus and plays miracles. And it was the time of really bring the power of love. That was what is needed. In the dark night, shining light appeared and taught the message of love, mercy, healing power, supporting, love your neighbor, love yourself, have tolerance power. Before that it was violence. But Then Buddha brought silence. In this kalpa tree in the night, shining stars started emerging. Abraham came and brought discipline with Moses' commandments. If you don't follow this, it's a kind of consequences that you suffer. That very organ is then no more functioning. But then this was a force, discipline with force. On this kalpa tree another light emerged, and that was Buddha. He was asked one time, "Can you speak about something about God?" He kept silence. The second time he was asked, "Please, can you tell us about something, God?" He kept silence. The third time he was asked, answer was silence. The follower asked, "Please, why don't you reply on our question?" He said, "I have replied." They said, "But you did not reply, you kept silence." And he says, "Silence is the answer." It is the power of silence. We recognize the inner beauty, inner purity, inner power. Silent night. In the darkness, when there is not the silence of this, only the atmosphere, but silence is needed inside so that we can experience real power of inner being, of peace. In silence you explore your purity, because you look it in your own self. You turn within yourself and you see the real beauty, real purity, real power of the soul, which is the reality of spirituality. And is a spiritual power. Time to time empowers this world. Otherwise this world would have been degraded more fast. And so Baba says, these are the pillars. And so when the silence, of course, but what about the family? What about the humanity? Of course, with silence, it was focused that you turn within yourself and let us return home in moksha. But we are living here on this planet. And so Jesus brought, Christ brought the power of love. But without having love for the self, cannot be love. You cannot express and share love with others, because you become dependent on experiencing love from others. And as soon as you recognize and love your own eternity, beauty and purity, it's a magnetic energy, you begin to get the love of God automatically. They're connected. And you can see religion is established with these two powers. Just like a deity, religion is established with the power of purity, which is practiced or given, revealed, example through Brahma and Brahmins. In the same way, it was, of course, Jesus would have traveled also. Not sure from when, but I think, I have the feeling, must have come sometime in Silver Age to experience happiness of heaven also. That divinity and purity as well, because still this heavenly Godfather and this expression of paradise inside create the heaven in heart. So these things are mentioned. But it is a question in my mind, and I get the answer as well, that those souls who come from the subtle region, as Baba said, they have the power. And they are able to do some wonders. It was the healing power, wonder. But their royalty, their spirituality, and their generosity and gratitude is great. And I see these two examples, or many other examples as well, but these two examples, that Shiv Baba takes the body of Brahma. And Jesus was an instrument for Christ. So it's a wonderful relationship of giving and taking. Christ was not put on cross. Jesus was put on cross. This is why he said, "Oh my Father, why have you left me alone?" It was the one Holy Ghost or the living energy of Christ that was at that time. But then he was not put on cross. Jesus was on cross and he remembered that light. And because in the name of Christ, Jesus suffered. Christ's soul, so generous that throughout the whole 2023 years or more than that now, it is Jesus is worshipped. Exactly the same generosity of God is unlimited. Shiv Baba remained incognito, and Brahma had to go through all this defamation, allegations, criticism, all things. It was sacrifice of Brahma. His name, his fame, his family, he just surrendered himself to him. And generosity of God was that he, even the praise what had to be given to God, became, he gave to Krishna. Krishna is God everywhere. Krishna is God. So here also they say, through Christ we can go to God. Through Christ we can go to God. And Christ says, you can, Jesus, through Jesus you can come to me. And now God, I wonder, Shiv Baba every day, Brahma Baba says, glorify Shiv Baba, glorify Shiv Baba. Krishna is not God. Krishna is not God. But God says, I am establishing the kingdom of Krishna. So it is generous relationship of these two powers that now God is desperate actually. Krishna, Brahma Baba is desperate to bring the name of Shiv Baba and remove the name of Krishna from the Gita. And this is what is called real generosity, purity of gratitude, of true love. You give your name, you give your fame, you surrender everything. And love means surrender and let go of your own self and put in front everyone, others, those who have supported. And so this is why I say it's a very nice day today of the power of love. Om Shanti. Time says I should stop now. You know the story very well. Shining stars, all of us are living stars, shining stars, angels, kalpa tree, look at the tree. These are here. The holiest and highest soul, shining soul. So, congratulations to all you living stars. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But I was thinking, Merry Kismat, Merry Kismat. Merry Shri Baba ki Shri Mat, Vah Shri Mat, Merry Kismat. Right? How wonderful is our fortune that we are the shining star. We are sparkling star shining on this kalpa tree and angels flying free from the bondage and free from burden just to glorify one shining star for whom the three wise men went to see following the star and look for the Jesus, for Jesus. And here Baba says, come to me, become shining star, be wise and recognize the supreme star and you become angels. Om Shanti.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What a
excited.
They have. One of our old friends from Global House, his wife is a professional trainer and she spent a bit of time with them. So I think it was really, really worth the effort and the time and energy that you all put in. So thank you. And I was just reflecting on this whole thing about festivals and the beautiful experience of Brahman life. That every festival is for us. Whichever day, whichever month, whichever religious background, no religious background, whatever celebration there is, it's a beautiful reminder of all the things that happen in Sangam Yuga. And so the most important thing that Baba says, let the sanskar of happiness be so deep, that you don't have to say anything. But that happiness is reflected through your eyes, through your forehead, through your smile, and it reaches absolutely everyone. And so the big mantra that Baba gives us, take no sorrow, give no sorrow, stay happy, receive happiness, and give happiness. And so a beautiful reminder of how deep that sanskar has to be within us. So have a very beautiful Christmas day. But also have a very wonderful New Year. But I'll be meeting you all on New Year's Day anyway. Okay.
Om Shanti. It's so nice to say hello to everyone after some time, and Christmas is a time for family, and so I'm so happy to be here with the family on Christmas Day. And Baba's created such a special family, and when we just see each one's specialities, it's just so uplifting, so powerful. Thank you to each one for being part of my family, Baba's family. And you're talking about festivals, and actually there is a Jewish festival at this time, Hanukkah. And just reflecting that although there's a different meaning about the temple and the light not going out in the temple and God making a miracle, but actually what practically happens is that there's the candelabra, menorah, and there's one light that lights eight other lights. So it must be actually a memorial of the Baba and the eight jewels. And so you light one light on one day, second light, two lights on the second day, so it lasts for 8 days. And of course, great for the kids and presents and pocket money. But you just see how, yeah, Baba's memorial is everywhere. And so this is a special time of light, a special time of celebration. And so, yeah, we'll have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you, Om Shanti.
I know it's not pleasant news, but I think it's important to share all these things that have come from various parts of the UK and the world. And so when we offer bhog, it's going to be, of course, in Baba's remembrance. But we're also sending special love and light to a few souls. One is Rama Ben, Baba's child, who came here daily. And even when she could hardly walk, she would still come and meet everybody, Hindi class, English class, everyone, with a big smile. So she's left the body. Raju Ben Benreef, some of you know, most of you know her. Her brother suddenly left the body in Bangkok, Brother Deepak. It was quite a sudden thing, so she's been remembering Baba's mantra of suddenly. But he left not so old, in his 50s maybe. And Brother Dennis of Los Angeles, and he used to come to London in the early days because he's one of the original jewels of Los Angeles. So he's now very poorly and preparing to leave the body. And so he's in a hospice right now. And early days again, Manohar Bhai of Slough. The family then moved to Bournemouth. And the funeral was held a couple of days ago in Bournemouth with Baba's children present there. And so we are also remembering that soul. So together with all the celebrations and the happiness, also remembering these immortal souls who are carrying Baba's love with them. And we are sending Baba's love and light to them today. Om Shanti. I think most of you know, but Pratibha Ben of the museum, when she came to Baba in 69, then a couple of years later in 72, she actually came to stay in the museum in Madhuban and did amazing service, just really serving the whole of Bharat, definitely, but also many other places across the world, because Mount Abu hosts many tourists from across the world. So she did amazing service, and she'd been unwell for a little while, but the soul flew away to Baba a few days ago. Om Shanti. Mm-hmm.